You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. In recent years, Arizona has more frequently become the setting for mysteries or crime-related fiction. But author Diana Taylor Hart has taken that a step further. The third book in her Old Pueblo series was published earlier this year. It focuses on 28-year-old Samantha Ryan, a principal at Madison Elementary School in the Barrio in Tucson. Diana Taylor Hart will be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe on Saturday night at 7. And she joins me now. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
So tell us a little bit about your background as a teacher. Did you actually teach in the Barrios of Tucson?
Oh, absolutely. I did. I taught in several Barrios, and that was really a lot of fun. I taught from pre-K all the way to sixth grade. And it was a wonderful experience. The kids were great. And the parents, you know, when they first got to meet me, they didn't know exactly what to do with me because I was very young at that point. And once they figured out that I was there for their children, and they really came over and they came into the classroom. I got them there. I would call them every day if they didn't come to see us. And it was a lot of fun teaching with them. And it's not just teaching the kids, but the parents about how to deal with their kids and also how to develop their full potential.
How important was the melding of cultures there?
You know, it was a wonderful time. In that time period, we had kids that were from different nationalities, and it was fun because they came and they really were interested in learning, and the parents were too. The parents started to come into the classrooms more and more because they wanted to learn how I was teaching their children how to read, or if I was teaching math or social studies. It was very interesting. We did a lot of stuff writing plays and performing them for the other classrooms. And we just had a great time.
Well, you obviously did because you decided to make that the setting of your series of Old Pueblo books. I always have to ask novelists this with the protagonist. How much do you have in common with Samantha?
Some. I think everybody, it has that issue. But that is also every character is part of you. And those characters are either really good people, and then you have the villains. And you think, oh, my God, how do you get those? And it's just part of the job. And writing really meant a lot to me. It became a passion. And I have seen and heard on radio and on television and on the internet that children and adults have been victimized. And one of the things that I really wanted to do is to make them have a voice. And so I started the Old Pueblo series doing that. The main character is Samantha. She is better known as Sam. She is feisty. She is, yet she's a bit fragile. She lost her parents at 17, and her 5-year-old daughter with leukemia, and she was pretty upset and had withdrawn a little bit. But when she became the elementary school principal in the Barrio, in moving on, she really loved teaching. And one of the things that the teachers didn't want to do is have a principal walking into your classroom and teaching with them. And Sam really did her best to get everybody to change it, well, to get everybody there and to change the culture. On her first day on the job, she walks into her office and she finds this horrific scene. From that moment on, the mystery begins, and it goes on to going home, which it continues. And Sam is 28 years old now in this book, and she is summoned to her grandparents' estate. And after a really vicious confrontation with them, she receives an urgent message from the school regarding a withdrawn 5-year-old little girl. Sam absolutely was very upset and wanted to know the answers. Mm-hmm. And she began to wonder what happened to their mothers. Now, why is the father having custody of their two daughters? And she was very concerned when she met the father. He was abusive, and he was an alcoholic.
Let me jump in, Diana, because I want to say that we don't want to give away too much. We don't have much time left. I want to say, since this is your third book in the series now, what has changed for you about, do you feel more attached to Sam, the character? Do you feel like you're writing it even better?
I think so. I actually do. In Finding Justice, she is amazing. She is in court testifying against a villain. And then she is hoping to adopt two young girls. And she was stunned when she left the courtroom. And she found out that her cousin, Sarah, was trying to stop the adoption. So I will tell you, the mystery continues from there on.
Diana Taylor Hart is a novelist. The third book in her Old Pueblo series was published earlier this year. It focuses on 28-year-old Samantha Ryan, a principal at Madison Elementary School in the Barrio in Tucson. If you want to learn more about the Old Pueblo series or meet Diana Taylor Hart, she'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe this Saturday night at 7. Diana, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.